from, that's good singing. All the way around. Take your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Romans. We're going to be looking there tonight in the book of Romans. As we look there in chapter number 5 in the book of Romans. I'll give you a moment to find that. It's good to be saved, to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. Make no mistake about it, one of these days we're going to hear the trumpet sound and we're going to be called up and called out of here. Till that time, we'd like to be able to look into the blessed word of the Lord, find out what God's got for us and what God's been doing. Romans chapter number 5 in verse number 12. If you find the place you're able to stand, look there in verse 12. Wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men for all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that is to come. But not as the offense also is the free gift. For through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God, the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Not as it were by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they that receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of the righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all to the condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification. You're either under condemnation tonight or you're going to be under justification, one or the other. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so that the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And that is, as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, Father, we ask your blessing upon the reading of the word, and we pray that you'd right every wrong in every heart. Lord, I pray you'd save the soul that's lost and nearest hell. How we pray that, Lord, you'd give us grace and peace in the inner man. We want to thank you, thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight about the deceptiveness of sin. Let me tell you right now, I don't have a whole lot of time that I want to bog down in some of this, but let me just tell you that we just got through reading how sin entered into the world. It was by one man, his name was Adam. Adam was not deceived in the Garden of Eden way back then. His wife Eve, you know, was chit-chatting with the devil, and it sounded like that he had a corner on truth. And as a result of that, you'll find out she took the forbidden fruit and she ate of it, gave it to her husband, and he open-eyed, according to the New Testament. He did not get deceived like she was, but he open-eyed took it in the behalf of her that was his wife by the name of Eve. And let me tell you, there's a high price to pay for low living, and they had to pay it. In the lesson that we're looking at here, let me tell you what happens is that sin will blind you. It's a blinding factor. Do you ever notice that it never looks like that it really is? Like for instance, when you're driving down the road and you're seeing a whiskey commercial on one of those big billboards, and they got that big old jug of whiskey sitting there and big old drops as big as your thumb rolling down it, and an old gal laying there, you know, in a slinky-looking, skimpy-looking dress and all that business there. I know some of you are thinking, there's a bottle of whiskey there too. You may have to look at it in parts. One time you go by, oh yeah, there's that woman. Next time, oh yeah, there's that bottle, you see. But sin's a deceptive thing. It won't show you the people whose lives have been ruined and destroyed and mangled because of drunk drivers, little kids that have died because of the fact that drunkenness ran rampant in their... Sin is a blinding thing. I began to think about in this lesson here, and you're going to have it. You've probably already had many of it tell you. If you've worked out in the world any length of time at all, some God-cussing heathen dude that you're working with is saying, I ain't worried about going to heaven. All my friends are there. There are no friends in heaven. There are none. In fact, is the Bible teaches is that whatever he, well, if I get there, I'm going to take up an offering and air condition the place. You'll hear that every now and again. I want to say to you that it's not going to be a life and matter then. It's good to be saved and to know the Lord, but the devil will blind you by sin because there is a little pleasure in sin for a season. Somebody said, you know, well, what do you mean you can't have fun in sin? Well, you can for a season, but when it's all over, what a high price to pay for low living.
Right.
In this lesson here, not only will it blind you as to what it really is going to do and can do, but let me tell you right now is you're going to find out that when you begin to look into the Bible, sin is not only a blinding thing, it's a binding thing. It'll get you all wrapped up, bound up, tied up, and to where you can't get loose. In fact is, whenever you begin to look into it, you'll find sin finally leads you to a place like a bog or like quicksand. And the further you go and the deeper you get, the harder that it is to finally come up and come out of it. Sin's an ugly and awful thing. This Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I begin to think about, you know, that sin is not only a deceptive thing, but you'll find out that's the reason why we ought to be preaching the blessed word of the Lord, because preaching will expose what sin has been doing around and in your heart and life. In this lesson here, you'll find that preaching, why do you think they hate the Lord Jesus Christ and the preaching of the cross so much? Jesus said, if I had not come and preached to them, well, they would have not known they'd ever transgressed. But let me tell you right now is preaching will expose you for who and what you are. By the foolishness of preaching, God said he chose them to believe. In this lesson here that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that over in Romans in chapter number 7, verse 11, in chapter 7 of Romans, here's what he said in the passage. For sin taking occasion by the commandment deceived me, by it slew me. See, the only reason why sin wants to get on your good side is so it can slay you. And he says, and wherefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. Was in that which was good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin that it might appear sin worketh death in me, that by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. I want to tell you, is that sin is no doubt a deceptive thing, and people wonder, well, how did it get here? Well, through Adam and Eve, if you will, please. And I want to say to you that whenever you begin to read these passages, Paul the Apostle was a religious man. He was at one time religious and lost, but let me tell you right now, make no mistake about it, that it's good that God used the word of the Lord to open up his eyes of understanding. I want to say to you, that's why that he mentioned the word holy and just and good and spiritual in those passages that we just got through reading. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at here tonight, you're going to find out that it won't take long up and down the road of life to be able to realize that, oh boy, when sin enters, what a deceptive thing that it is. You know, the next time you're hurting, feeling bad down in the mouth and this and that, And then what is it? What is it's going on? I'll tell you what it is. Every time I'm not happy, things are not going exactly my way. I've noticed that all humanity is pretty much like that. If you're not happy, what would it take to fix it? Would a little money do it? Huh? I mean, I've had a little bit of money before, and it does make you feel good for a while. Fact is, first time I ever got a handful of money, you know, maybe two tens and a five or something like that. Ooh, man, I felt so good. It's like being born again all over if you could do it with, $25? Two tens and a five? That's $25, isn't it? And y'all thought I didn't know nothing about math. But that's not going to last. It's not going to last. I guarantee you right now is when I wake up in the morning about 9 o'clock, something like that, and they finally my wife drags me out of bed, I kept telling her, what in the world, I've already picked all the cotton we had. had some in an aspirin bottle, and I had to get one out to be able to. No. I just said all that to be able to tell you that when you're saved by the grace of God, every day with Jesus ought to be sweeter than the day before. But that doesn't mean there won't be some battles and some agony and some things that'll come your way in life. I thought my wife was going to whip me tonight over I was trying to find something out of the glove box. Yeah, that placard that you hang up there for parking in the handicap place. I used to just think, my word, where'd all these people handicapped come from? Now I've got my own little placard I can stick up. Stick right on up there. I went one day somewhere we was parking, and Brother Sam, he's, oh, man, I don't want to park. You don't need that. I said, they ain't going to know it. Put it on there and get in there. Get in that parking place. Yeah. I got to tell you right now, I drove up there the other day and I went to get it and was loading deer corn. I had 10 sacks of it and I was loading that at Walmart in the back of that pickup. And all of a sudden, here comes the law driving up. And boy, he went to looking. Oh, I said, yeah, well, let me tell you, my wife's inside. The reason I've got that, I know it looks bad with me unloading all this deer corn, but she's inside. And let me tell you right now is that I got it for her. She's had 2 cancer operations, by the way. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that's good. He said, I know. And you know why they got that? Police pimps. I seen the lady that was looking at me. Oh, man, she's probably, I hope next time she blows her nose, you know, like a Bremer bull, she gets snot all over her windshield. But I knew good and well she was a man like that right there with all of that nice truck and all of that business there and them nice clothes that he's wearing. I wasn't really dressed that well, but I meant nonetheless, she was calling in. I was here. He comes in a few minutes. And he, oh, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. And all that business there. I remember one time years ago, Brother Rocky jumped out running there to help an old man with some change and some money. And they gave him a ticket for 300, what, 300? Was it 300 bucks? Right at, that's close enough. And when he went before the judge, he went to explain, there's no explanation needed. It's $300 cut and dried. There was even people that had handicap placards that they didn't have up. And they should have got a ticket, and they did get one because of the fact that it's not intended just to be in your possession. It's to be hanging on that little window of that mirror so they can see it. Anyhow, the long and short of it is, buddy, sin won't make you feel so good when it comes time to pay the toll. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll be able to find out is that here's the way sin entered. One of these days, somebody's going to ask you, well, how'd sin get here? Well, it wasn't by UPS, I can tell you that, or FedEx. And it wasn't by, what's that other one there? That new one, huh?
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon. It wasn't like the Amazon. Sin entered in by a man by the name of Adam. And I want to tell you, by that one man, sin passed upon all men. You know, there was a preacher one time that was arguing with a woman in church. And, of course, she was busy and all of that business, and she was deep into women's lib and all of that right there. And she finally spat it out and said, well, I can tell you right now, mister, I don't know where would you men be if it wasn't for us women. And he, being witty, said, in the Garden of Eden, sister, in the Garden of Eden. You might want to know a few of those things before you stick your foot in your mouth, you know. I said all that to be able to say this, by the entrance of one, talking about Adam, sin entered into the world. And it was by the payment of one named the Lord Jesus Christ that redemption and grace was given full and free to you and I. You know, the Bible said there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Everybody here tonight needs the Lord Jesus Christ if you don't already know him in the free pardon of sin. Everybody in the world that you know, I don't care how clean they may be, how honest they may be, how upfront they may be, everybody is a sinner that is in need of saving grace in the world we're living in. Let me tell you, sin entered in by one, namely Adam, and he was paid for by one, namely the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Did you notice that he used the word many? Many were made sinners. You'll have to realize you're a sinner, and you may be one of the many that do, that then you can get saved. But if you never face the fact that you're a sinner in need of grace of God, you'll never get born again. In closing tonight, I want to say to you that, if you will, that there's an effect of sin. This Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In this lesson here that we're looking at here, you're going to find out Jesus over in John chapter 15, it's about verse number 22. But Jesus Christ said, you know, if I had not come and preached to them, if I hadn't come spoke to them, then they would not have had, they would have no cloak. In fact, let me read the passage to you. It's in chapter 15 in the book of John, St. John, and it's about verse number 22. And I wanted to be able to get it right just so that I'd know. In verse number 22, he said, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. In other words, before a person hears the gospel of Jesus Christ, they don't feel like they're a sinner. They're not faced with it. But I got to tell you right now, that's what the preaching of the cross, that's why he said, the Apostle Paul said, he didn't send me to baptize, but to preach. Why? It exposes people for who and what they are. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ went about preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, is because when he preaches like that, it exposes people for what they are really on the inside. Now, let me tell you right now, is we've started out in all these 50 years in pastoring people, and man, I can tell you right up front how it is. You can see it a mile away. But when they come walking up and bragging on you, and because I already know I'm not that good, but when they go to bragging on you and bragging on the preaching, I ain't heard nothing like that since I'd been a kid growing up, blah, blah, blah. You can kiss them by, they ain't gonna stay around long. See? It's good to be saved and to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now how does it affect you? Well, let me tell you, every time somebody has left and they're sad and they're mad because of the preaching of the cross, I got a news for you and got to tell you, is that it's got some effect on us. It is. It's sort of like whenever them boys are at the house and it's time to go, but they're not ready. And oh man, I'm telling you right now, whenever Landon tells you it's broke my heart. Well, it'll break your heart for a minute if he, you know, it'll cause he's got a broken heart. But then in the next instant, he's ready to go. And you can be brokenhearted or not, and he really doesn't care. Every now and again, you're going to run up and down the road, you're going to meet somebody. You know, there's some people here, and I know you probably are not going to believe this, but there's one or two people that do not like me at all in this county. I know who they are. Now, you're not, and I'm not thinking about people right here. I mean, let's just go ahead and forget about this church and all the enemies that I've made since then. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about there's people here all over this county. I do not know them. I've never known them. I've never had them in a service. They hate me worse than you could hate anything. Now, I'll tell you something. Every time I see one of them, you can always tell it. Sometimes they're little old women, you know, that can, they got their little hair poofed up, this and that, trying to hide the horns. But you know what I do when I see one of them? I just be kind, courteous. Hi, how are you doing? Move right along. Do I really care how they're doing? Oh, I already know pretty much how they're doing, but I'm just being kind and being courteous and making agreements. I got to tell you right now, is that I can't tell you how many folks that have left and that, boy, then they go to texting back and bombarding me and texting me and telling how much they loved me and telling me how much they miss us. And all. Hey, hold on a minute. You left us. We didn't leave you. See what I'm talking about? You know the reason why we ain't never going to get it straightened out? Pride. Pride ain't going to let them do it. That's true, isn't it? I guarantee you right now, that's the kind of people that don't care about preaching. They'd rather hear somebody blowing a duck call. And fact is, if you've got it, blow it a lick or two. In closing tonight, I want to say to you that, if you will, what preaching ought to reveal is that either you need the saving grace of God, or either you can rejoice because you've already received the grace of God in the free pardon of sin. I'm glad to be saved and to know Him in the free pardon of sin. I don't want to leave to the other side until I've done everything God intended for me to do. And I want to tell you right now is that that ought to be your heart's desire and prayer unto God, that you might be able to walk worthy, pleasing unto Him. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. We praise You and we thank You, Thou art God, and beside Thee there's none else. Now, Lord, bless Thee.